Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. One of the darkest chapters in church history was the Spanish Inquisition. I think most of us already know about that. Its purpose was to stamp out heresy and enforce correct beliefs. Now, to accomplish this, heretics were thrown into prison and burned at the stake. The Russian author Dostoevsky wrote a story about that period of history. He portrayed Jesus as reappearing in the city of Seville in Spain, and the people flocked around him, just as they did in Galilee. But the Grand Inquisitor, as he was called, had him arrested and thrown into a dungeon. And that night, the old priest, the Inquisitor, went to the dungeon and talked with Jesus. He explained to him that his method simply would not work. People cannot be trusted to make the right choices and do the right things. They're selfish and too weak to be in control of their own lives. The only thing that will work is force. People must be compelled to think right and to act right. Otherwise, there will be total chaos. And you know, sometimes it seems that the Inquisitor had a valid point, because we human beings, left on our own, do tend to go from bad to worse. You know, perhaps we need a benevolent dictator to show us the way, and then force us to go in that way. But you know, amazingly, Jesus refused the way of coercion. In our gospel reading, he said, "When I am lifted from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." You see, that was his method. He would not compel anybody to do anything. Instead, he would voluntarily give his life. And then he would depend upon the appeal of that sacrificial death to win people to himself. His entire cause would be entrusted to the power of persuasion. Everything would depend upon that. He would draw people unto himself. Now the question is that a mistake? Did Jesus miscalculate the stubbornness of the human heart? Because, you know, it's been a long time now, and Jesus is a long way from drawing all people to himself. And so the question comes, does persuasion really work? Well, I think one thing is obvious. Persuasion does not work all of the time. And as you well know, you can appeal to some people until you are blue in the face, and nothing changes. That is why we have habitual criminals. Parents have appealed to them. Teachers have appealed to them. The church has appealed to them. But they keep going back to their same old ways. And at some point, courts have to impose force in order to protect the rest of society. And this kind of action will be necessary as far into the future as anybody can see. No ordered society can be maintained without some degree of coercion. But you know, this is not just true of the criminal class alone. It's also true of us who consider ourselves to be law-abiding citizens. For example, let's suppose that the tax system was completely voluntary. Just tell everyone to pay their fair share and let it go at that. How long do you think our city and state and federal governments would continue to operate? What if our Social Security was just sort of a goodwill offering kind of a thing? Give as little as much as you like. How long would it be before our elderly people went hungry? Persuasion does not always work. Sometimes we have to apply some force. persuasion really does work. To point out that it doesn't work to perfection is beside the point. Nothing works all the time, not even force. The most important things in life cannot be crammed down people's throats. They can only be drawn out of their hearts. You cannot force an angry child to take piano lessons. If they ever learn, it will be through some kind of persuasion. And you cannot force a rebellious teenager to love, because it simply will not work. You know, that's how you and I learned to love. No one beat it into us. Someone loved us and kept loving us even when we were unlovable. And from the power of that gentle persuasion, we eventually learned to love. Force is necessary in our world, but, you know, our ultimate hope lies in another area altogether. Of course, we're not ready to disband our police department or our armies. We must have those agencies of coercion. But more important are those agencies of persuasion. And what are they? Good homes, good schools, good churches. A good home or a good school uses a minimum of force and a maximum of persuasion. And the church uses no force whatsoever. We have no weapon but persuasion. Yet age after age, while empires rise and fall, these three things go right on. Homes, schools, and churches continue to be the main source of human goodness. The insight of Jesus was more profound, I think, than most of us know. The drawing power of sacrificial love is the only road to a better world. We cannot force people into being good. Nothing but persuasion would ever do that. All of the progress of the human race has come by that route. So in the end, we return to the place where we started, the cross. The cross has done more to change the world for good than all of the armies that have ever marched, or all of the navies that have ever sailed. The amazing thing is that Jesus saw that 2,000 years ago. He lived during the time of the Roman Empire, and he looked at that concentrated might of the Roman Empire and said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." Well, guess what? The Roman Empire has vanished, and it's been forgotten long ago. But the cause of Christ goes on, and it always will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.